the merchant caravan rolled across the Athelan grasslands doggedly, headed west from Winthrop. Emma and Lily were exhausted, hungry, and thirsty. The convoy would stop at night, and Lily would sneak out of her basket to steal water and food, if available. It was at grave risk of being discovered, but was a dire need after a day on the road. Lily was light of foot and could move amongst the sleeping merchants to take enough water for Emma and herself. Once collected in a stolen flask, the girls would meet under a wagon and eat and drink.
"I am scared, Emma," Lily whispered. "It has been days. Where are we going?"
"Far enough away that soldiers won't find us. I promise, Lily, the next village the wagons stop at, we will find a way to leave."
"Do you think Mother and Father are all right?"
Lily asked, with tears welling up in her eyes.
"Why can't we go back?"
"I don't know, but you heard, Torrey. We are not safe in Winthrop. Soon we will be far enough away from Brookstone that we may look for somewhere to hide. That isn't a basket."
"Oh, those baskets are really hot in the sun. I can't take it any longer. Can we just leave now?"
Lily begged.
"One more day. Hold on for one more day," said Emma.
"I'm going to look for a little more water before climbing into that god-awful basket. I'll come back soon."
"All right, but don't take long. Come back quickly," Emma replied.
Emma then climbed quietly back onto the wagon and slipped into her basket. Lily darted out from under the cart and disappeared into the darkness down the line of merchants. As Lily moved through the night inspecting all carts, she noticed a hunk of bread that had been left out on a wagon near the very end. The prize sat alone near the rear gate of a larger wagon. Lily carefully looked around for the owner of the cart, only to find a motionless, blanketed lump lying a few feet from the bread. "Too easy," Lily thought to herself. She stealthily closed in on the bread, lifted herself onto the back, and began to reach out to grab her meal. Instantly, a hand shot out from under the blanket. Before Lily could scream, a bronze-skinned man appeared from underneath and covered her mouth with his other hand. Lily froze with fear in the embrace of the stranger.
"Shh! Stay quiet, girl. I am not going to hurt you. I only want to speak with the twilight thief who steals from the caravan. If I release your mouth, are you going to scream?"
the stranger asked. Lily wiggled her head to the left and right. Still terrified, Lily's curious nature took over when the stranger stated he meant no harm. Something in his voice made her believe him. The stranger gently pulled his hand from Lily's mouth in a cautious manner, should he have to stifle her again. Once his hand was removed, Lily turned and jumped away from the stranger. The two now sat on the wagon bed, looking eye to eye in the darkness.
"Tell me, Twilight Thief, have you no parents to feed and water you? Or do you simply enjoy the thrill of stealing from traveling merchants?"
asked the stranger. Lily sat silent.
"Answer, child."
Lily continued to sit in silence. Maybe this stranger's words were a trick. The stranger shifted from his knees and sat back with his legs crossed. In doing so, he moved away from Lily.
"Perhaps an introduction will help. I am Zaheer, traveling merchant and purveyor of the unpurveyable, a prince of the deal, an artisan of the sale,"
Zaheer stated in a very animated whisper while raising open arms to the sky. Lily scratched her chin and giggled.
"I find rare things, little girl,"
Zaheer responded smugly.
"And I see you are not impressed by my rare gift."
"My name is Lily."
"Well, well, the child can speak. Very good.
Did you set a trap for me with that bread, mister?
Lily asked as she crossed her arms defiantly. Sahir grinned and replied,
And you are quite smart as well. Yes, it was a trap, but not with ill intent. At least, not when I discovered the thief of the night was a flaxen-haired child. A courageous and hungry one at that.
Sahir reached into a small bag hanging from his belt, pulled out a dried strip of meat, and handed it to Lily. She grabbed it and devoured it quickly.
Why are you here in this sea of grass, surrounded by crude men of the trade caravan?
Sahir asked.
I would prefer not to say.
Ah, a danger follows you, and you chose to run amongst cover of cart, wagon, and beast. Very wise. As I purvey in the art and transfer of information also, I feel I may be aware of who you really are. Child of the Dominion.
Lily immediately pivoted to her feet in a crouch, as if to jump from the wagon and run.
Sit! Your secret is safe, Twilight Thief.